Perhaps it's an occupational hazard, but I tend to be asked a lot of questions. The occupational benefit, of course, is that as a psychic, I can often provide answers. Join me in today's episode as I share a new series on the podcast, aptly named Ask Helen. In this series, I'll share my most frequently asked questions and the answers that Spirit often provides. We kick the series off with one of the most frequently asked questions I receive. And that is, how do I know if it's really my intuition or is it fear? So let's find out and how you can tell the difference. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. There are a few things that I've observed as I've watched people and even observed myself begin to tune into their intuition. At first, it's exciting, right? Because we realize we have this kind of superpower. And we do. At first, we may like to call on our intuition to help us with key decisions or even to reflect upon past decisions. And as we're first starting to tune in, we really start to get a feel for things or a sense of what is right for us. And of course, this is brilliant, it's perfect, and it's incredibly important. But then, our intuition is going to start prompting us to make change and to make bigger decisions. And so this is where we often start to see people begin to wonder if they're doing it right. And this is where it's maybe not so fun and exciting anymore, because we kind of get to this point where it's literally as if the world of spirit or life, the universe itself, is like, great, look, this is fun, you can do it. And then it changes. And it's like, well, now you need to come in deeper. And there is this phase where we're really being asked to trust our intuition. So it moves us out of this kind of fun game into something really that is asking us to do something with this guidance. Sooner or later, our intuition begins asking us to turn inward. Our guidance is going to make us make some hard decisions and to move through change. So when we start to work with our intuition, we may actually be working with it to determine or to navigate what is happening out there. So essentially, our intuition could start as a game. We can start using it to proactively make change in our life, or we turn to it because life is asking us to respond to change. And so regardless of whether we're proactively following our intuition to create change, or if we're trying to react and respond to the changes of our outer world a little bit more intuitively, we will inevitably wonder whether we are following our guidance or whether we are succumbing to our fears or our worries or even our blind spots. And here's the thing. That's kind of the point. When we hit that point where we're wondering if it is our intuition or our fear, you can pretty much guarantee that you've hit that turning point. It is a good sign because it is precisely the moment that your intuition is saying, hey, there is something deeper here for you to check out. And I would hazard a guess, broadly speaking, that if you're questioning if it is your intuition or fear, then your intuition is already asking you to go deeper because your intuition wants you to go into your inner world. It wants you to clear and heal and restore so that you can manifest what is really here for you. So there are a couple of things that I invite you to remember as you're working with your intuition and determining if it is your guidance or fear. So the first point is that intuition will feel like expansion. It's going to nudge you into growth. Fear, on the other hand, feels like a contraction, or it wants to keep us safe. So let me give you an example. In fact, I am moving through this right now in my own life. The example I was going to give was when I left PR, and I write about this in my book, and I've spoken about this before. My intuition was telling me to leave. There is something more for you. Go and explore these psychic readings. Figure out who you are. And so the fear was that it was unsafe. It was unsafe to not be paid. It was unsafe to go into the unknown. It was unsafe to put myself in a vulnerable position. It was unsafe for me to be seen, you know, in whatever way I thought people might see me. My intuition, however, was kind of like some tough parental love that was like, you've got this. This is good for you. And this may be uncomfortable, but it is the best path for you. So right now, I am also going through this. I am being guided to make some changes in my life and in my business in particular. And it is outside of my comfort zone. And so my fear is saying, oh, can you really do this? Are you going to be able to live up to this? Are you going to be able to follow through? Can you afford it, etc.? So exactly the same thing that my fear is often saying to me. But my guidance, spirit, my intuition is saying to me, Helen, you really have no choice but to do this. So I want you to be thinking about your intuition and guidance may feel like it's asking you to do something uncomfortable, but it is most likely going to be linked with your growth or expansion or moving beyond what you've done before. Your fear wants to keep you safe. Now, another point that I want you to remember is that your intuition is leading you where the lesson is, and your fear is likely trying to avoid it. So in my book, I share this idea that intuition is not necessarily about leading us into easy street. Our intuition isn't there to take us into the desired outcome. And frankly, it is ego that is saying, well, if I follow my intuition, then I will. So, well, I'll follow my intuition so I get a better job, or I'll follow my intuition so I earn more money. Or I'll follow my intuition because then I will be happy. And it's a fallacy. It's not true. Our intuition is there to lead us into the classroom, the situation, the relationship, the job, whatever these circumstances are that are going to lead to our growth. And so we have to be able to shift our mindset. So if we're using our intuition to take us to a place that our mind wants us to go, then old friend ego may be dressed up in some fancy clothes. Our intuition will take us where we will grow and expand and learn, not just where it is easy or pretty or safe. Okay, so let me also share with you a couple of tools or practices or habits even that can help us to determine the difference and essentially to build up our intuitive muscle rather than buying into the fear that is also there. So the first one is, and I have said this so many times, is to practice and start small. One of the best things that I did for my own intuitive muscle was to learn by trial and error. So I got it wrong, guys. There are plenty of times where I have got it wrong. And it's one of the best ways that we can learn. And we don't necessarily want to get it wrong on the big things like our job or a relationship or where we're living. It's less painful, perhaps, to get it wrong on something smaller. Do I want to eat this? Do I want to wear this? Do I want to keep this appointment? Do I want to get out of bed today? And by feeling into our intuition on what may be more mundane or smaller examples means that we can learn in a low-risk environment. We can figure out what it feels like when it was really our fear or when it was really our intuition. And so, it might be perhaps we have signed on to attend a particular event and our fear is like, oh my God, I don't want to go to this alone. I'm not going to know anyone. Maybe you should just stay home. The weather has changed and so you're better off just staying in bed, because our fear is like, it wants to keep us safe and to not put us in a situation where we might feel uncomfortable, where we're worried about being seen or being heard. Our intuition, however, is like, you need to go. This is good for you. And we don't necessarily know, if I expand on this particular example, we don't necessarily know why we're going. Our thought may be, I'm going to learn something here. But actually, our intuition is trying to take us there because, yes, maybe we are going to learn something. Or maybe we're going to meet someone. Or maybe there's going to be another breadcrumb that's given to us at that event, which is going to lead us to the next breadcrumb and to the next. So starting with something that feels small is a great way to build up our repertoire, to build up our experience. Because honestly, I think one of the reasons that I can now quite quickly determine between intuition and fear is that I've done it 1,000 times before. Okay, the next trick or tool that I want to share with you is to meditate. And in my book, I say that there are lots of different ways to meditate. So it may be a formal practice of meditation, but it might be singing or dancing. It might be a walking, like a moving meditation. One of the reasons that I suggest this is that meditation takes us out of the head and reconnects us. It centers us and brings us back into our heart space or to back into our core. And when we are tuned in with that part of us, it's a lot easier to determine that intuitive voice or our inner guidance as opposed to that monkey mind, the fear, the questioning, and all of the fear or the false guidance. So you may want to try a formal practice of meditation, something like TM or transcendental meditation. That's something that I return to. I must admit I'm not perfect with my practice, but it is something that I will come back to over and over again. Guided meditation is really great for this. Regardless of what you choose, please choose something that is going to take you out of the head and the thinking and the questions and back into your body. So it may even be something like yoga, for example. Find something and practice it. Start small and then build up from there. Earlier in the episode, I said that our intuition is eventually going to turn us inward. And so we actually need to do the inner work. Our intuition is going to ask us to do it. And so when we start to question, is this a fear or is this my intuition? Usually my ears prick up and it's like, okay, there is something here for you to explore. Your intuition is actually telling you that there may be fear involved here and that you need to go into it, that you can use the fear as a gateway or a portal or as an opportunity to do the inner work. And so usually our fears come up when we have some sort of limiting belief, or maybe it's some stagnant energy in our energy systems or in our field. Maybe it's because of the stories that we're telling ourselves. It's not safe for me to be seen. It's not safe for me to not be working so much, which is certainly one that I struggle with. It may even be that we have some information about our soul blueprint, and that when we can come in that little bit deeper, we can more easily recognize our patterns of fear and limitations and stories. So actually, this is something that would be drawing us into our mental body. So remember, we have physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So it would draw us into our mental body to actually question and process and heal, to remove some of these limitations, to change our perception and our understanding of ourselves and the world around us. When you start to work through, for example, the mental body, you will then more quickly spot fear versus your intuition in future, because you will have cleared the way. You will have established a pattern, a process, a habit of deciphering and recognizing it. Okay, another practice or another tool that I would recommend is to practice letting go of the outcome. So this is something that our ego does not want us to do. And so fear will often come up because ego says, no way, I am not going into something that I can't control, and I will not go into the unknown. So there is a huge surrender that comes when we follow our intuition. So this is also why having some sort of meditation practice is important, because little by little we're building up our ability to let go of our thinking and to surrender, to trust, and to center ourselves again. So when we're working on letting go with the small outcomes in our life, then it's going to be a lot easier to surrender to the bigger. And I don't know if you can hear this. There is another siren in the background. Oh, it's just stopped now that I've acknowledged it. It may be there in the background. We may not get it out in the editing process. But if you've listened to the last couple of episodes, you know that sirens have now become a sign. And so I'm here talking about letting go of the outcomes in our lives, and the siren goes off. This is important. This is important for so many of us right now, because we're not in control. And there's very little that we're actually in control of in our lives. And so having a practice that helps us remember this and practice this is important. So there is a letting go guided meditation on my website. It's one of the more popular meditations that we sell, and it really is a great start at surrendering and handing over to some bigger power all of those troubles that you may have on your mind or on your heart. And it helps us to separate. It helps us to put down, you know, the things that we are carrying that we really don't need to be. Okay, and the last tip that I want to share with you is to inquire into the feeling. So if you're acknowledging that there may even be some fear present, acknowledge it and inquire into it. So go into your feelings, ask your feelings why they're here and what they want you to know. And I think you may just be surprised at where that inquiry leads you. And so now really it's over to you. Hopefully you can begin to tell the difference between your intuition and your fear, and start to draw on some of these really basic tools to help you decipher which is which and how to work through these feelings as guidance within themselves. Our fear is actually a really useful tool. It's a guide, and so we can use it wisely. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more? Hit subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode, or sign up at helenjacobs.co for my free weekly energy forecasts so they land in your inbox every Monday morning.